Invermay, for their graduation on June 27, the Invermay School Class of 2024 chose Rachel Engie as their valedictorian. "I am Rachel Engie, and I am honored to be giving the valedictorian address," she said. "As a young girl, I always dreamt of this moment, getting all dressed up in a beautiful sparkling gown, having my friends and family by my side to celebrate this special time, and feeling relief for the fact that high school has finally been checked off the list of things to do. But I feel this day has come a lot sooner than expected," she continued. "It seems that only a little while ago I was in tears looking at my mom because my hair wouldn't cooperate when I was set to take grad cap and gown photos, and a bit before that I was having my last first day photo shoot. But here we are, we made it. I don't think that would have been possible if I had not had the support system I did during all of my school years. To my fellow classmates, I would like to give a very big thank you to each one of you for making my high school experience a memorable one. I would like to start by thanking Remy. Although he is pretty quiet, he was the guy to go to for all your mechanical needs. You could often hear him butting in when we were talking about our vehicles to correct what you thought might be the problem, or telling about which vehicle had the better engine. I would like to reminisce about our grade 11 field trip to Good Spirit when Remster forgot his swim trunks. Instead of missing out on the fun, he came into the lake with us in his jeans. I have also never seen a guy run almost 50 laps during the 12-minute run with his hands in his pockets the entire time." Engie then turned to her classmate, Gwyn Kabunkle. "Gwyn, being the only two girls in the class, we have put up with quite a few shenanigans from the boys. From our personal problems being made fun of, to being told that we most definitely are having a bad hair day, we got through it together. Gwyn is a quiet girl to most, but I think we've broken her shell a bit. She is always ready for a good time, and willing to give up any bit of math class to educate Erin on womanhood. Her artistic ability is admirable, and I will miss her energy on the volleyball court. My favorite memory was every Spirit Day when I got to see her incredible outfits, which usually put my last-minute, thrown-together costumes to shame." Engie saved her thoughts on classmate Erin Cuddle for last. "Erin. I don't think I'm going to thank you for all of the sarcasm I had to endure from you, or the side eyes I got in math when I said a horrendously incorrect answer out loud in full confidence, but I would like to thank you for being you. Your high spirit and energy helped make the days a little less long, and, listening, to all the things I told you when we should have been working is greatly appreciated. I don't think I would have passed chemistry this year without you. My favorite memory of Erin would have to be when we were doing PAA in grade 9, and he was unsure if he could stand on the tailgate of a truck. Life is full of hellos and goodbyes. A hello usually means new. A new person, new start, or new opportunity. But goodbyes may have opposite meanings, they can be appreciated or mourned, we have to decide which it will be. Either way, they both matter. I find June to be a month of both. We say goodbye to familiarity, our friends that we are graduating with, and the ones we are leaving behind in grades below. Goodbye to the teachers who helped us learn the ropes of adolescence, and our parents, who have spent countless hours working to provide all we needed while also caring for us the absolute best they could. We must also remember, though, that goodbyes don't have to be permanent feats. Though we find a new place to live, venture out on our own, meet new friends and establish our futures, we never forget the impact people have had on us. Our time at Invermay School is coming to an end, and along with it is the incredible journey we have traveled together. An essay we read in English comes to mind as I think of what these next months will look like for myself and my peers. "Where My World Began" by Margaret Lawrence tells her story of growing up in a small prairie town, much like us. Lawrence states, "I did not know then that I would carry the land and town all my life within my skull. I feel this relates to us greatly. This small town will always be within us, no matter where we may end up or where life takes us. We must never forget the fun memories we have made here together." Engie closed by sharing her hopes for the class of 2024. "Best wishes to all of my fellow graduates, and have a great and safe next chapter. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.